This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 9th of June, and the time is 6:30 a.m. in New York. Equities are broadly higher overall. In the latest U.S. session, the S&P 500 rose 0.3% and the Nasdaq 100 gained 1.6%, with both benchmarks moving higher. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 is up 0.2%, while Switzerland's SMI is down 0.1%, leaving the regional picture mixed. Japan is stronger too, with the Nikkei 225 up 2.2%. In currencies, 1 euro buys 1.154 US dollars, and 1 US dollar buys 0.8 Swiss francs at the latest reading. Finally, in commodities, Brent crude trades at $93 a barrel and is down 1.2%, while gold is at $4,345 an ounce and up 0.2% overall. That's all for markets. Now let's take a look at the latest market developments and our thought of the day.
Thanks, Anna. After a rebound in U.S. equities, why do you think healthcare stands out right now?
Thanks, Daniel. U.S. stocks regained ground after their biggest drop since October last year as tensions in the Middle East eased and the sell-off in tech shares abated. The S&P 500 rose on Monday, but it is still down 2.7% from its all-time high earlier this month. Over that same period, healthcare has gained more than 4%. Over the past year, the sector has also outperformed on 85% of the days when the S&P 500 was down by 1% or more. That fits with healthcare's role as a source of ballast in portfolios, but we think the case for the sector goes beyond a purely defensive trade.
And when it comes to growth, what is driving that case in pharmaceuticals?
Yes, and I think that's the key point. Pharmaceuticals account for roughly a third of healthcare, and the industry is moving quickly toward innovation-driven growth. The S&P 500 Pharma Index is up 7.1% so far this year, ahead of the Magnificent Seven, with GLP-1 drugs helping to shift the treatment paradigm in obesity. Recent encouraging trial results from AstraZeneca, Eli Lilly, and Roche support our view that GLP-1 drugs can grow into a market with global revenues above $100 billion by 2030. These medicines are also showing broader utility. Research confirmed last year that GLP-1 therapies can improve outcomes for people with cardiovascular, kidney, liver, arthritis, and sleep apnea disorders, independently of weight loss itself. That suggests they are evolving from diabetes and obesity treatments into a broader metabolic therapy platform. The move into oral pill formats is also accelerating adoption this year and expanding the addressable market.
Staying with that point, how important is the convergence of AI and advanced genomics for the sector?
Yeah, that's a big part of the bull case. Historically, bringing a single drug to market could take more than a decade and cost upwards of $2 billion, with a high failure rate in clinical trials. Pharma companies are now using AI to screen billions of chemical compounds in days rather than years, and the technology is helping scientists predict how molecules will behave. That can significantly reduce failure rates in early-stage trials. For investors, that points to shorter development cycles, lower research and development costs, and a much higher return on invested capital. With AI, the industry is moving toward a more efficient and data-driven pipeline model where companies can fail fast, pivot quickly, and scale successful therapies at a fraction of the traditional cost.
And beyond the US and Europe, where else do you see meaningful opportunity?
Good question. We think China is another important driver. Healthcare opportunities are not confined to the US and Europe because China has moved well beyond the image of a low-cost follower and is increasingly being recognized as a meaningful source of globally competitive drug assets. That is especially visible in out-licensing, where Chinese origin molecules are taking a much larger share of global deal value and deal count. Multinational pharmaceutical companies are acquiring pipeline assets more actively, partnering earlier, and using China as a key part of their external innovation strategy. In our view, that innovation capability, together with a more constructive policy backdrop, supports a positive outlook for China's healthcare sector, with a particularly favorable setup in the contract development and manufacturing organization space.
And finally, how are demographics shaping the longer-term case for investors?
That is really important. With structural changes in global demographics, and with 1 in 6 people worldwide expected to be age 60 and over by 2030, we see expanding and inelastic demand for advanced therapies and healthcare more broadly. That underpins our positive outlook on the sector and also supports the longevity theme. Investors who are able and willing to bear the unique risks that come with derivatives can also consider structured strategies to build exposure.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. One thing that caught our attention is the euro. The euro has weakened against the US dollar in recent days, even though markets expect the European Central Bank to raise interest rates by 25 basis points this week. At the time of writing, Euro-USD is trading around 1.155 and is down 2.1% over the past month amid continued Middle East uncertainty and stronger than expected US economic data. Our view is that because the potential ECB move is already priced into the rates futures market, any supportive effect on the euro should be limited. Weaker than expected macro data in the eurozone could also weigh on the single currency, but we think the near-term strength in the US dollar offers an opportunity to hedge excess dollar portfolio exposure or to sell the US dollar on rallies, especially when periods of dollar strength are accompanied by low euro-USD volatility. Another development that stood out is Europe's defence partnership debate. Germany has reportedly told France that it wants to withdraw from plans to develop a joint fighter jet after months of efforts to rescue the project. According to the Financial Times, Chancellor Friedrich Merz proposed to President Emmanuel Macron last week that Germany, France and Spain continue working together on the so-called combat cloud, the software architecture designed to connect aircraft, sensors, radars, drones and satellites in real time. The Élysée Palace confirmed that the development of the joint fighter jet would not be going ahead, although it did not specify whether other parts of the future combat air system program will continue. Our view is that while this may be a setback in Europe's largest defense program, it does not derail the region's investment cycle in defense and infrastructure. National modernization plans still point to sustained expansion in security and infrastructure spending, supported by ambitious NATO targets that would take combined defense and security-related expenditure toward 5% of GDP by 2035. In our view, that reflects a structural shift and supports stronger earnings visibility for sectors linked to defense, infrastructure, and industrial capacity. That's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.